everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks. We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna
go. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're glad to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all the this off.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night. What time is it? It's 9 o'clock at night. Hello, everybody. This is On the Tell with Mikey D. Oh, and it's still going. Never mind. Hold on.
I think we got it now.
At 91.5 FM, it would be so awesome.
We would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
That's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks. We would be really awesome. Everybody would hear us.
I'm feeling cool.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth,
South Yarmouth. We're glad to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am here. Destiny Costa is here, ready to play some music and do some things. Yeah, and that just won't stop. Make it stop. Thanks, Joel. Thank you so much. And are we ready to just go? We're just going to play some music, right? Hi, everybody. It's going to be a fun night. On the Town with Mikey D, local music, and and a wild system. And this is Violet Knox right now. And what are we in? CD2, Joel?
CD1.
Thanks. It's a team effort. Go.
Thank you.
just had a twofer from a band called The Complaints. A couple of great songs there, right there. The Bottom and Chasing Light. And we started off the show there with Violet Knox and a song called Ascent. And you were listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Tufts University, Freeform Radio. And this is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Destiny, and I'm just going to keep rolling along as best that I can. As best as I can. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, WMFO, that is a band called the I Want You, and that is the title track of the album, My Favorite Dive. And guess what? Everybody, the I Want You, they are right here. We wanted them, and here they are. They're right here in the studio. So, you guys, nice to meet you guys. Let's go around the table again. We've got the drummer.
Yes, so Chris Walsh.
And Chris, it would be really helpful if I would turn your stuff on. Like,
Hang on.
Let's just... I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't give him live mics at the show.
Hang on a second. There we go. All right, talk. See what
Hello.
Happens. Oh, hey, there
this
they
is
are.
Exciting.
I'm a wicked professional DJ. It's like amazing.
Ooh,
it's like amazing. Okay.
Ooh.
Can you hear
your
me?
Mic's not working.
It's okay.
So you want to share that mic?
His name is Chris Walsh.
we don't give him mics.
He's a drummer.
That was
talking to this, right?
Yeah. That was so mean. He was like, whatever. Chris Walsh, the drummer.
Yes.
Hey, Chris. Yes. Nice to meet you.
Great
and
to meet you.
And you are?
I'm Jim Gerdeman. I sing and play harmonica and some guitar.
All right. Nice.
I'm Blake Gernt. I play the 8-string bass.
Yep.
And I'm Rafi. I play guitar.
Nice. It's wonderful to meet you guys. So let's see. The I Want You. How long have you guys been a band?
It's like 12 years now, 13.
Well, that's insane.
Yes. Yeah, we basically have been playing like, you know, the biggest thing of the band was just playing like once a week, like every week, and just like creating stuff and everything. And it's been great. Now, Blake and I started it, and... we've been the longest people in.
So what towns are you from? Like, where are you from?
I grew up in the Boston area. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, you win.
Yeah.
All right, there's a new car parked up front for you. You got the Boston area.
I'm excited.
All right.
Is it a Boston car, though?
It's a Boston car. We're gonna go.
Yeah. It's a Chevy Lampala.
It's got like a Dunkin' Donuts license plate holder or something. All right, where are you from?
I grew
from?
Up in Cleveland and okay. then lived in South Florida. And did a lot of weird Florida stuff, and I moved up here.
Okay, how long ago did you move up here? When did you get here?
97. So
oh, yeah, so you qualify. You qualify. You're good.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in Tennessee, and I lived in Boston, but now I'm in Marlboro.
Okay, cool. And how about you, Rafi?
Hey, I've lived here more than half my life. I'm an honorary townie.
There you go. Cool. So you're from, like, Boston or, like, around, or?
I live in Dorchester.
Okay,
Fields
yeah.
Corner.
Oh, are you kidding me right now?
No.
Okay. I was there once in the 80s. We won't talk about that. And so where did you grow up? You're the Boston guy?
Yes, I grew up in Waltham.
Okay, cool. My mother is from Waltham.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. My mom grew up in Waltham for a minute, and I grew up in Ipswich, the North Shore girl.
Nice.
So and then I went to
That's
California.
The home of the fried clam.
Yes, sure is. Yeah, yes. It's lovely to be a woman and be like, I come from the town of the clam. Doesn't, you know,
Wait,
I don't
home
always want to.
Fried clam, what is that?
I don't always want to speak about that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But what's amazing to me right now is I've been doing radio in the Boston area for a long time, and how come I've never heard of you? Guys, this is why I'm saying that's amazing. You guys have been a band for 12 years.
Yeah, it's a very, very difficult name to remember. The I
not
Want
really.
You.
It's not SEO optimized.
It's basically might as well call ourselves, you know, Google / or something.
No, the I Want You. That's easy to remember. What it is that there's so many incredible bands. I'm really happy to meet you guys. That was a cool song. I will have to take her the rest of the CD. So, you know, do you guys play out? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, we haven't played for a bit. We had like we had a situation during the pandemic, as everyone does, so where we lost our space, we lost a guitar player. We sort of had to rebuild, and this is our rebuilding EP essentially.
Excellent.
So yeah, we got Rafi in the band. He's been great, creative guy and stuff. So it's been awesome.
They went to Four Corners in Dorchester to get Rafi.
Yes.
They mean business, you guys.
Yeah. Totally. Sought him out.
The I Want You 4.0, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. They. That's it. You know. Well, yeah, the pandemic was crazy. Everybody had definitely had a situation. I'm excited to meet you guys because I've been, like I said, I have another show and I'll be playing your stuff and we'll get, you know, whatever. But do you have shows coming up? Like, what's going on?
We don't have anything lined up right now. We're also really big into making music videos.
Okay.
So, like, we just, for this, we did a self-titled. We did My Favorite Dive. We went to Sligo.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a video just of us having a good time, sitting around a table, having some drinks and stuff. But it was our 20th video.
Okay, so how do I find your videos?
TheIWantYou.com.
Okay, perfect. So you guys on like Instagram, on Facebook, all that stuff?
Yep.
All right, yes. So I need to go find you and dig you guys up and start looking at some of these videos.
Yeah, check us out.
So that I can play you when I come do my On the Town with Mikey D show and on my other show, you know.
As the newest member of the band, I have to say the videos are really incredible. It's worth finding the videos. These guys make the coolest, freaking weirdest movie little videos.
I'm excited to check that out. I think that if anything, nowadays it's really hard for bands to be found. Right? There's so many of them, and social media is saturated. And there's no real rock radio except for like WMFO. So what do you guys do? And that's why I was sort of impressed that you've been a band for 12 years. I've been a DJ for like since 2011, and I've never heard of you, right? And you're not the only band. So I discover new bands from the Boston area, and then I'm like, why were they obscured? How did I not ever hear of them? You know? So, and that's the effort of the DJ, right? Is how do we get you guys found out? How do we help you? And how do we shine a light? What do we do to help you guys, you know?
So I think for me, when the thing that I enjoy about this band is the creative process. And this might come across as selfish, but that's what it's about. We happen to be a band that gets together. Like some people might have a softball league or a bowling league that they join. We have each other. There's an incredible collaboration that exists within this band, and I've been around the sun a few times, and I think the special thing about the I Want You is the pure level of collaboration that happens. There's no dictatorship. I play in other bands where it's a singer-songwriter band under the guise of being a band. This isn't that. This is about us, and so we're not out for the publicity. If folks are into us and they enjoy it, that's great. If not, that's great too.
Well, I'm going to interject one thing. This might be selfish.
Yeah.
But the one song I just heard deserves to be heard, right? So it deserves to go beyond wherever you guys are playing it, whoever's house or practice space that's being written and created in, it needs to be heard. And so I respect not being out for publicity, and I respect the creativity. I believe in all of those things, wholeheartedly, you know. And when a band is coming from that place, you can hear there's some authenticity, right? That's a big deal. But unfortunately, all of the arts come with an element of having to promote, and it is exhausting. And I've been doing a lot of it lately for a lot of different things, and I'm wiped out, and there's no paycheck. I'm like, where? If I get paid for this, it would be great, you know, but it's really hard. So I'm happy to meet you guys, because I'll be doing what I can, where I can, to play your stuff and, you know, promote and get the word out there. It's a really hard thing to do. Yeah. It really is a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. And being here is a big deal, you know, and then, you know, but it takes DJs to continuously play your stuff and talk about it and da-da-da, you know, so, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's the great thing about this show, this long-running show, just featuring so much great local music and, you know, live music and everything else, too. It's great. It's great being here.
It really is. I'm honored to have been asked to do a week on this show. I really am. I mean, completely honored, you know, and humbled. And I was like, yeah, of course I'll do it. In fact, I was about to stop doing my other show. I was like, I'm burnt out. Maybe I just need to, like, take all that energy I'm putting into these shows and, like, you know, get my finances in order. Maybe I need to, like, clean my house and get my finances in order. And then Joel was like, hey, would you? And I was like, oh, yeah, how do I say no to that? And what's impressed me for the like 5-6 months I've been doing this is all of these bands like yourselves that I've never heard of that come on here, and I'm like, you're amazing musicians, this was a great song, there's videos that exist, we need to get them out there, you know. So you do have an Instagram awesome. page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, just at the I Want You.
Okay. So the iwantyou.com, everybody, that's where you're gonna go to learn more about this band that deserves to be learned about. And that's the other thing too, is listeners, you know, there's so many, then you think about, oh, I like that band, but what were they called again? And that's why sometimes, you know, you're sharing on all these different platforms, and I worry that I'm driving people crazy, but the algorithm buries things, and then people,
yes, it does.
You keep going. So what are you guys trying to play any gigs around, or what are you going to do?
We had just played at the Square Root in Rosie for doing the EP release, and then we're going to be playing here in February 7th, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah, we got scheduled up. We're going to try to schedule up some shows in the beginning of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, though, we're going to be working on making videos.
Well, who's the filmmaker in this group?
Guess.
Okay.
I mean, Blake has done so many great videos. We've all done... we've each done lots of videos.
Yeah, me and Jim, it's collaborative. So, like, the Sligo video, like, I did all the editing, but we all shot it on our phones. Right. But it was Jim's idea. And it's like sometimes I have an idea and then he executes. Sometimes he has an idea and I'm executing. Or I've done stop motion with Lego. He actually helped, Jim helped save a video where I was like, I was losing my mind trying to do the stop motion animation. And I was like, Jim, I just can't take it. I'm going to, like, rip down the sets. He's like, don't. Don't do it. I'm coming over with the cameraman. This was during the pandemic, and I was losing. I think this was during the pandemic, right? I was losing my mind. Yeah. It was like taking up the living room, like with a big set.
Did you befriend a soccer ball?
Wilson.
Yeah, the pandemic was totally like Wilson. I was stranded on the island, you know, speaking to the Legos. You know, nice job saving your friend.
Yeah, that's important. Thank you.
That's important. You know, well, so the thing that's a big deal, you're doing all this great work, it needs to be seen and found, right? So I will help you try to do that. You know, we're helping you do that right now. And how long have you been in the band, Rafi? You're like the newest member.
I think it's a year. I actually auditioned as an accordionist in their other band.
God, that's hilarious.
Which they did not. We're not impressed with my accordion skills.
So first of all, I was not expecting that. That came from okay, cool.
That's really what happened.
These guys play polka on Sundays, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, what they do way better than I do on the accordion. So they did not buy the accordion.
It's like
shtick.
Metal accordion.
But they did ask me to come back and play some guitar, which was good because I'm way better at guitar than I am at accordion.
The next question would be, based on his accordion skills, how did you know he might be good at the guitar?
I've played with Rafi in other projects and so forth too, and I know he's a super creative guy who's in the Invisible Rays, and we played together in a band called The Elderly that was doing some projects and whatnot.
That is a great band name. What was the genre of music for that?
It was basically like sort of a freeform jam band that did weird stuff. And just all over the map. Very strange band.
Very funny. I'm a nurse for the elderly. So
Special
appreciation for like that band name is fantastic. And
our first album was called Congealing with the Elderly.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that is good. So anything else you guys want to talk about? I don't want to leave things out.
I think the point that just kind of, you know, we arrived at through a back door is that these guys all play in really good bands, in addition to the I Want You. And so, you know, when you say, well, how come I haven't heard of you guys? You've heard of other bands that they've played in. And that's what makes the I Want You really special, is it's, you know, it is, you know, it's that joining of folks from disparate backgrounds coming together and making some music for us. And then when, you know, we kind of hit a stride, I think, right before the pandemic. We had played the Rumble.
Oh, nice.
We were playing a lot of shows.
Yep.
And then the pandemic hit, and then it was like, all right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little bit of a pause. And I think we took like maybe 3 years just about off before coming back.
I mean, we did finish an EP remotely, basically.
I do recall that.
Yeah, we were in and out.
Yeah, like our last
I don't
EP.
He said. That's great. That is what the pandemic was like, though. I mean, you know, it's that you don't remember. It was a really dark time. It was really flipped out. And we're all kind of a few years behind, right? Like trying to get back to our lives. And, well, what was I doing before, you know?
You know, it's a shame.
There's
actually a song, the lyrics of which Jim wrote, about the pandemic. But it just occurred
to me.
It can't be played.
Oh, we can't play.
it's laden with F-bombs. And it's just, but yeah, I mean.
I think that's the only song you have like explicit language in.
It's the only song I've ever written that has that word in it. I've used it, like, I don't know, several times, like at least 6 or 7 times in the song. So
it's about week 24 of the pandemic.
Yeah, that was enough. I mean, just like, cross the line, you know what I mean?
I love this word. It's going to be great in this song. Number 3 on the on the disc?
Yeah, just cross, cool. That, yes. Cross that one out.
I can play that on my other show.
It's a good song, just, you know, not FCC approved.
That's right. We've got to be good kids on WMFO. Right. We have to behave, you know. We should have brought the elderly CD. We would have been good there. What else? What else should you guys talk about? What do we want to shine a light on? We got videos. We got cool videos we need to find and discover. So at the iwantyou.com for the videos, and find you guys on Instagram. You guys are playing gigs soon.
Yep.
I forget where.
Next year.
Next year we're planning on doing stuff, but our next performance will be live on the town.
Nice. So February. Yeah. Which is next year.
Yeah.
That's why, when you say next year at this point in the year, like, that could be 8 weeks from now. That's why I'm like, you know, but that'll be good. So we'll be able to hear more stuff. I don't know who the DJ is that night. You guys are probably like, don't let it be her. No.
No.
Yes.
No,
February 7th. It won't be me. I'm the third week. So let's play another song before you guys go, please. Yeah. Is there something else you want to talk about or say or promote?
I could talk about the fact that I stabbed myself with a switchblade cutting a Gatorade top off to urinate in my car earlier today, but I won't go into that.
God,
it's a long story.
That's such a tease.
Well, you showed up to the bar. It's like, why do you have a napkin on your finger?
Yeah, I just stabbed my finger.
The knife makes an appearance in our video.
God, that's not even fair. Like, you cannot even, like, partially tell that story.
It's a long drive.
And I just, so for those of you that are listening to the show that cannot see, tell me your first name again. I don't even know your name.
My name is Jim.
Jim.
Yes.
So, Jim, I don't even know your name, but I know that you urinated in a Gatorade bottle.
Yeah.
So, today, he's in a suit and tie, folks, okay? So, this is why it's extra funny, because
he has
he's
to look
the
good
only
on air.
One here. He's looking, he's, like, put together.
No one suspects him.
Nobody would have known that about how long ago, prior to this interview. So, what happened? Why did you have to urinate in this Gatorade bottle?
It's a long drive. And lots of traffic. And, you know, it was like, oh, geez, I think I'm stuck in a lot of traffic here. I think we're in a situation where I need to find a Gatorade bottle to chop
the top off with
my switchblade.
Because that's the worst. Were you in one of the tunnels out there?
I was not. I was on Route 2.
Okay.
So, and it was just like, uh-oh.
You're coming from where to go where?
I was coming from
it has to justify the Gatorade bottle, so you need to make it good.
Yeah, it was a long time. So it was like 40-some minutes.
Yeah.
And
innovation is an important thing.
The most pressing question in this entire scenario is, why cut the top off with the switchblade?
Well, we don't want to go into that, because the only thing we can think about is, like, the reason why one might potentially cut the top off the bottle, unless it was just to make himself feel better. We would have to, or he had to make sure that he wasn't going to get the suit pants.
Yeah,
you know.
Accuracy is important.
It is, especially when you're driving. You need to have there's got to be a nice wide little, target to sort of, and was it the lemon lime Gatorade you were drinking?
Was it was.
Okay,
yes,
see, that's dangerous, man. If you ever get in Jim's car, folks, don't ever, ever take a Gatorade from him, Don't do it. And I wouldn't trust the color either. Like, he might tell you it's that blue raspberry, but you never know.
If it's warm, let it
just let it go. Say, thanks, Jim. Thank you. I don't want you. I don't want that. No. But I'm bump. Oh my God. Okay, that was great. So I'm glad you told that story. That was fantastic. So, Doing the Doom. That might be the song to go out on.
That could be it.
Doing the Doom. That might really work. That definitely works. Doing the Doom. Everybody, this has been the I Want You. And if I can do things correctly, you're going to hear Doing the Doom right now, which maybe it relates to being in a Gatorade bottle.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Wonderful to meet you guys.
Thank you.
WMFO Medford.
Party. Let's break a window and break everybody looking through. Oh, just forget it. Oh, what a party.
But I'm not gonna come and bust down your door. Catch the eye of the moon and I lock it. This tide is gonna turn, that's for sure. Please come back. Things have learned to carry on.